Gleich geht's los mit On the Way to New Work, die ganz kurze Werbeunterbrechung, ihr kennt das Spiel schon. Und dieser Werbeblock liegt Michael besonders am Herzen und deswegen werde ich mir ganz besondere Mühe geben, Michael, dir eine Freude zu machen. Es geht um die Firma Opinio. Ich hoffe, ich spreche es richtig aus. Ich habe aber auch eine Voice-Message von Michael, warte mal.
Super, und das spricht man Opinio aus. Yes, super.
Opinio, okay, I got it, Opinio. So ist es gut und worum geht's hier? Opinio ist eigentlich das, was Marktforschung sein sollte heutzutage. Es ist ein Hamburger Unternehmen, die haben Marktforschung neu gedacht. Was ihr machen könnt, innerhalb von Minuten könnt ihr eure Zielgruppe befragen. Das heißt, ihr geht auf die Website, man kann Fragebogen erstellen, stellt die Zielgruppe ein, die es beantworten werden sollte, ne? Also Marken, die zum Beispiel die Marke kennen, und dann schickt man das Ganze ab. Und die Leute, die dort angemeldet sind, also eure Zielgruppe dann in dem Fall, bekommt dann per Smartphone die Fragen, kann direkt dran teilnehmen und ihr seht live hunderte Ergebnisse im Dashboard. Also das heißt, innerhalb von Stunden habt ihr ein repräsentatives Ergebnis. Das ist wirklich cool, das ist Marktforschung, wie es heute sein sollte, wirklich neu gedacht. Und Opinio hat mittlerweile über 400 Kunden, sei es Red Bull, About You, VW, Lidl, Beiersdorf, große Agenturen, Beratung. Michael selbst ist Kunde, auch mit seinen Ventures, und es geht extrem schnell. Und während ich das hier so runterlese und MP hier steht und die Aufnahme mit mir macht, denke ich gerade, okay, wir machen jetzt Folgendes. Wir probieren das Ganze jetzt aus und werden euch in der Pause in diesem Podcast nachher mal sagen, ob das funktioniert hat oder wie wir es finden. Also, klingt auf jeden Fall extrem cool und insofern schaut einfach mal auf opinio.de, APPINIO.de. Das wird die Website sein oder es gibt eine App dafür, gehe ich von aus. Ich weiß es nicht genau, weil Michael hat das nicht in das Briefing reingeschrieben, aber ihr werdet es finden, ich bin mir sicher. Jetzt erstmal viel Spaß mit On the Way to New Work. Eine kurze Einordnung, bevor die neue Folge startet. Wir haben die super spontan aufgenommen auf der IO Unlimited. IO ist dieser Unternehmerverein, in dem Michael und ich beide Mitglied sind. Ich war bei der IO Unlimited, um einen Film zu drehen, und wir saßen ganz spontan mit Wim Hof zusammen beim Kaffee. Und Dirk, der das Ganze hier organisiert hat, vielen Dank an dieser Stelle, Dirk, sagte dann so, warum nehmen wir nicht unser Gespräch jetzt einfach für einen Podcast auf? Und er hatte völlig recht. Also haben wir Wim ein Mikro dran geklemmt, er war total fein damit. Zwischendurch kommen MP und Leon rein und filmen, also ihr werdet ein bisschen Hintergrundgeräusche haben. Hier ist aber mal wirklich ein First-Hand-Talk, Wim Hof, The Iceman. Wer ihn nicht kennen, sollte ihn googeln, bevor er sich das Ganze anhört. Extrem spannend für alle, die wirklich Veränderungen in das bringen wollen, was uns alle antreibt. Mehr jetzt nicht dazu. Jetzt viel Spaß mit der Folge. I think we just let the people know what we're up to here, because we just had a coffee, all three of us together, because we sit here with Wim Hof.
Yes, and that's me.
To put that into perspective, when I'm talking about we, it's Dirk Holter, the guy who actually brought the EU Unlimited to Hamburg, and actually wrote you a message to maybe join this event. So
thank you for that.
Thanks for coming out. And what we do here is we just continue the conversation we had, because it felt like worth sharing. So for the people who might don't know you in Germany, for the few, who are you and why do you do what you do?
The few or a lot, it doesn't matter, it's good. I'm based in, they call me the Iceman. And that's a nickname, actually. It came on the internet, and I took it on. Well, it's a nice name. That's something else than a polar bear or a walrus. Because I frequent into cold waters and a cold environment to test myself, to go to the limits, not only of the body, but mostly, actually, of the mind. And I did a lot of records, like 26 of them, Guinness World Records, and a lot more challenges. So that gave me the name Iceman. But then I came in contact with the scientists. Scientists began to become curious and began to experiment on me. And they saw me doing things thought of impossible to do by humans. And then, hey, what if this person is able to receive injected with a bacteria and see if he maybe he's got some strange reactions on it, or maybe he is able to control because he does seemingly impossible things, like going for hours in ice cold water. What is that? Well, maintaining core body temperature. That's a control beyond the beliefs system of science itself, of physiology and anatomy. So they did that. And then they saw me suppressing after 16,134 people who were had become sick. I was the first one to show a complete control over the bacteria's reaction on the immune system thought of inaccessible, not influenceable. So it stopped over there. Science stopped over there or began to look, hey, what this man is doing is actually not possible, but he's a man and he is doing it. So, but he is the Iceman, of course. And he's got 20 years of training or 30 years of training. And that's why he is able to do these strange things. But in general, people are not able to do this. Because we could possibly look at the solution toward inflammation, which is the cause and effect of disease. And if we are able to control that, wow, everything is going to change. So they took me and they gave me the bacteria and I showed the control. And then I said, hey man, it's not only me. Everybody has this capacity. We have so much more power in our mind and in body than we think of, than is stated within the science. And you know what? It's time to deliver.
Wow.
So I go, give me a group of people, and just in a couple of days, I will show them to go in the so-called non-influenceable autonomic nervous system outside of our will, controlling our heart, blood pressure, breathing, digestion, and all those things. We cannot influence them, and we cannot influence the immune system, which is part of the same system. The autonomic nervous system. And then I showed to be going deeply into the autonomic nervous system at will. There is the difference. Consciously, at will, controlled. But nobody else is able to do that. So that's what they said. And then give me a group. And within a couple of days, I showed that those people were also able to go deeply into the autonomic nervous system. And that's why we showed for the first time in science, in medical science, to be able to tap into the innate immune system. If you were able to do that, wow, it all changes. But now, yeah, of course, we got the pharmaceutical industry and there's a lot of money and power going on there. Healthcare does not just change. For that, you have to change the paradigm in people. For that, I'm here. You know, to you guys, besides I'm making money, you're making money, etc. But for something that makes sense in big time, in all the world, for humanity. Money is energy, and it's great if you use it for the right course. That's also my message here today. Now, I'm always seeking for more money. I say, I don't need money. I got a second-hand bike, and he runs perfectly. I went a couple of times to Africa with the bike, and it's amazing how much and deep the experience goes. If you go just by a bike, you fill up your own energy. It's like a battery. That is great. Thing is, now, I'm doing a lot of research in all the world. Also here in Germany, in Hanover, and then Michigan and San Francisco and Australia, New Zealand and the Netherlands. It's coming and more evidence-based. And it takes money to show that people's awareness is capable of much more than we thought possible. Let me talk about awareness. Mm-hmm. Awareness. Besides of the inflammation, it's already a written chapter. The books have changed in the university. We are able to tap into the autonomic nervous system related to the immune system. Now, we got a big problem in this world with the iPhones and radiation, 5G, 4G, whatever G. There's a lot of GMO, a lot of shit going on, and it gets to our cells' biology. We don't know how to prevent, how to tap in, how to get rid of that, because we have not the connection to fend off, say, radiation. Could we? Yes, we can. Not only radiation, with our mind, we can fend off the results of too much going into telephones and all those things and televisions, which is depression. Depression is there. Depression, psychosis, fear, anxiety, all those things, because the cell's biology in the brain is being fed all the time with neural activity through radiation, etc. And it makes us go in a sedentary lifestyle behavior. Comfort zone, you do not challenge your body and your mind anymore, and thus the cell's biology, the hormonal system and balance, serotonin, dopamine, gets out of balance, which is logical. It is ignited by the nervous system, and the nervous system needs parasympathetic peace and rehabilitation and sympathetic action. If you only get seated, you get into hibernation. The systems are going to shut off, and your hormonal system is not being fed by electrical impulses, neural activity. It's all logic. It's a full circle logic. It is science, but what do we do against it? Now, I did lately a study, and I showed within brain scans to tap into that system, thought of, once again, inaccessible. And that is the periaqueductal gray hemisphere, which is part of the brainstem. Besides of all the good things in the brainstem, hypothalamus and amygdalas and hippocampus and a thousand other beautiful names, we were not able to tap in, and now we are able to tap in and to make the change. Now, let me tell you. If you could be happy, what else would you want? Yeah. But we cannot choose the happiness. And now this control in our inside of our brain to go to the deepest is exactly the place where all the cannabinoids and opioids exist. Besides of serotonins and dopamines. To become happy, grateful, just by being. We have the ability now shown in brain scans, and I'm once again the first one to do them. I tell you, you got it too. But we all have it. We all sunshines, possible sunshines in the world to radiate great energy to each other. Dealing with stress and reverse the stress from malignant hormonal out of balance being. Cortisol, the wrong adrenaline, messing up our cells' biology, the hormonal system, going into a stress and then turn the stress into a positive hormesis. Positive hormesis, we are doing the study right now with the best top researchers in the world in San Francisco, even the Nobel Prize winner on the DNA, is joining this method. Why? Because it's so simple and so accessible, and it's there. Now, how to bring this non-fear-based power of our unlimited mind to us? It's there. We are able to turn stress into positive stress instead of oxidative stress by connecting with the deepest part of the brain. And who doesn't want to become happy? Who doesn't want to take over and fulfill the development of your brain? Not 16%, but 100. And we are just at the threshold now. I'm showing that we are able to go into the deepest part of the brain. Where else can you not go? If you are at will able to go into the deepest, anywhere else, you had to pass to go there. So it's only beginning. It's the paradigm, and it's going to shift. We are able to become not only happy, which is dopamine, serotonin, cannabinoids, opioids. And there is an opioid crisis going on in the world. Millions and millions of side effects of medicines and taking on more medicine because, yeah, they are dependent. They become drug addicts. All for all those, I got a message. You can become high on your own supply. And not only I'm here to talk to the people and to say, I just want to make sense, guys. And let us be, as we are entrepreneurs, actually we are leaders in the action of what is going on, where things need to be delivered, bought and sold. It's energy exchange. We are the leaders. We know how this works. Let us come together and make a change, because we have a good income, we got it all, and still in the world, people dying, and abuse goes on, and pollution goes on, etc. Let's make it a better world. Are we able to do that? Besides of, we just will be getting into the fullest of the power of our mind, which is unlimited, which goes past ego, past me and myself and what I need. There is related to time and space. We are able to go beyond the confines of space consciousness and timelessness. It's just part of the brain, but it never worked because we were always with our will over there. This is the way we are schooled. Now, if you really want to go and perform and become one with the destiny within your beautiful mind, which is the subconscious, the dream state, the autonomic nervous system, all thought of, inaccessible, now it's there. We are only beginning. And I think it is a bloody fucking exciting journey where we are able to embark into and show the world what power we really are at. And to give that to others is called love. There I am. So if people don't know who I am, just look it up. It's Wim Hof. Simple guy changing the world.
How was Wim Hof before you discovered that?
Anything. I was into being a tour operator. Yeah, just little. And a mountain guide and a postman and working in the harbor, like Hamburg Harbor. I was working. I was I like work to me is like exercise. So, postman and a writer. And right now, this goes on and on and on.
These are the guys.
Yes. All right.
Arriving. So, as you see, we take small cameras usually.
Yeah, nice.
For good. YouTube.
Yeah, great. Great go.
These guys have seen your video with Yes Theory.
Yes Theory. That was nice. Yeah.
So yeah. We were just at, like, what did you do before? You said you were worker, postman, and all that stuff. So how did it change?
I was a dropout of school, so I had to find work anyway, and I did. I did all the work that came to me. I just took on to survive, to be like everybody else. You know, I was not a homeless, but nearly. And then I had to go to work, of course. And as a dropout from school, going into my belief that we are able to change this all, I don't think it is just if you see so much disease, both mental and physical, homeless people, people in power who actually have no power but destroying the planet. And the wars and the abuse on children and abuse on animals and the nature. That was my firm belief inside, the subcurrent. Besides, I had to, of course, work for my living. But this kept on. It made me go into nature, made me go into ice water and to do strong training of the mind. And I wasn't aware, it was just a feeling, an instinct, a gut instinct, and the love from the heart is there. It's not sentimental. I think this place where we live in is the most beautiful spot in the whole universe, but look what kind of mess we make. I think spiritually we are still like children who do not know the worth of the tools they get. They smash it everywhere, but slowly, slowly they get into their consciousness. It's like us. We are living on this planet and we are groping in the dark and trying to find this universal omnipresence in being able to radiate the soul through our consciousness into timelessness and become one with the unlimited power of our mind, which is actually the equivalent of an undisturbed soul shining through you, making you happy, making you strong, making you healthy, and making you lovable for anybody who's coming after you, like the generations to come. Not only there is no fear, because we do not no longer die therein, because the soul is immortal and indestructible. Only we got away from it. We are serving a world which is serving a system, and the system is sodomizing the planet. Logically, there is no soul. There is no love. And so I went to science to show it, because apparently people are being manipulated and being brainwashed so much because there is space to do so. But with science, the gap of speculation diminishes, and then people, it's factual. And then it's a choice. What do? You are able to become one with your innate capacity to rule within your body and your mind without limit, to become happy, strong, healthy. Those are mere characteristics of our soul. And there is no fear. Because if you are in love with a woman, say, or a man, I don't know, it doesn't matter. The sexual power, the creation itself, you fly. There is no fear. You just want to go there. Yeah. And that's the way we should live our lives. Then there is no fear. And this world is going to be a great, great. It's a more than great place. It will transcend all the words and experience will come. It's the, now they begin to understand somehow, if you go from the dominance of the neocortex into the limbic system, it's actually the dolphin brain. And it's coming from the neural activity from the heart, which is three times more to the brain than vice versa. But we block it with our conscious brain, and we don't know why, but and we don't like it because we become insensitive.
When we had the coffee earlier on, you were sharing the story in which moment you like integrated science into this whole thing.
Yes.
That was...
In 2007, I did a world record in New York, in the middle of Manhattan, standing for 1.5 hours, something like that, in ice, in January. And like 20 teams of 20 countries with cameras and all that. It was the news. It was the news of the day that a guy did that, and they called me a human popsicle. That was with what is the call? ABC News. And I saw myself on Times Square on this big, big time screen. Saw myself over there, man. Amazing. That was nice. It's always nice. That was to inaugurate a new season of the Rubin Museum of Himalayan Art. And I was to do the kickoff in that way. So that was fantastic. But then the other day, I went to a biochemical institute in Manhasset, New York, Feinstein Institute, and they had me hooked, taking blood on one side and connected to a heart and lung meter on the other side. And they told me in room temperature do the meditation as you do. I don't know meditation. I don't know nothing. I just do my best. You know, when it's cold, you know, you are going to do your best. You're not just, yeah, I'm warm. No, it's fucking freezing cold, man. So you do your best. That's what you do. Made them take away twice a long and hard meter, because when I do my best, I begin to breathe, go deeper inside, and then I stay longer than 2 minutes without air in my lungs, and that means on the machines there's a flat line, the man is dead. So they thought the machines were kaput. They took him out once again. When the third machine came in, I was really on. Through the breath is the life force, and your mind is the power. The unlimited power of your mind is unexplored, but I used it over there. And then the results a week later came, and it was an authority in the field, Dr. Ken Kamler, who told me, Wim, we have the results, the blood results, so no speculation. You have been influencing into the vagus nerve, in contrary of thousands of people who've done the same experiment, and they did not show any influence into the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is very much directly related to inflammation. If you control the vagus nerve, you can control inflammation, which is the cause and effect of disease. And he said, if you are able to reproduce this to other people, then that means huge consequences for human mankind. And he began to name like 20 diseases, big diseases like MS and arthritis. And anything that relates to inflammation is actually any disease. And nobody was able to influence into the vagus nerve, thus not being able to control inflammation, the cause and effect. And now he said, if you are able to reproduce this, means huge consequences for human mankind. I tell you, in that telephone call, my mission began. Because I knew there that I was directly, you know, without a blink, able to reproduce this together with people. Because I'm not a scientific anomaly or a superhuman, as they call me, or the Iceman. I am just in connection with deeper layers of my innate capacity born with. And it all began when I had to believe this is not the way the world should, this most beautiful place in the world should be one without war, with not only peace, with a lot of happiness, strength, and health, because we can control all this and become one with the exploration of our beautiful mind to not 16%, but 100.
Hier kommt die ganz kurze Werbeunterbrechung, und wie versprochen eingangs habe ich ja gesagt, ich schaue mir mal an, was Michael mir hier als Werbung rübergespielt hat. Es geht nämlich immer noch ums Unternehmen Apinio. Apinio, ich spreche es wahrscheinlich schon wieder falsch aus. Ist auch völlig egal, denn wir waren auf der Seite und bei Apinio geht es um Marktforschung, wie ich schon erzählt habe. Ihr geht auf die Website, könnt eure Zielgruppe auswählen und sofort befragen. Es ist wirklich sehr cool gemacht. Wir haben gerade mal rumgespielt, wir haben gesagt, okay, wir wollen unsere YouTube-Zielgruppe befragen. Die ist zwischen 25 und 45, 70% männlich, 30% weiblich, und haben das ausgewählt, konnten dann sagen Deutschland, konnten dann sagen, okay, hab Abitur oder hab dies und das gemacht. Und dann können wir halt auch noch individuell eingeben, sagen, hat zum Beispiel schon mal den Begriff XY gehört. Und dann Sachen wie Videos einbetten, Voice einbetten, wir können nach Bildern befragen, wir können eigene Fragen erstellen, alles am Bildschirm. Und ne, also man muss, klar, Marktforschung kostet immer Geld, aber das ist ein Bruchteil von dem, was man klassisch für Marktforschung ausgegeben hat. Vor allem, man bekommt es dann sofort. Also, das war ziemlich cool. MP steht hier gerade daneben, der nickt ganz zufrieden so insgesamt. Das ist auch mal ein gutes Zeichen. Wir haben gerade drauf geschaut. Wir werden das definitiv mal machen. Wir sollten uns nur vorher ein paar schlaue Fragen überlegen. Immer sinnvoll. Aber ich muss ganz klar sagen, Michael, du hast mich überzeugt, das ist Marktforschung, wie sie heute funktionieren soll. Und deswegen schaut euch die Seite apinio.de an. APPINIO.de hier aus Hamburg. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit dem Rest der Folge.
What is something you would share with someone who says, how could I get to the first step to get a glimpse of what it feels like?
first of all, learn to breathe. First of all, breath is life force. It's all around. We are not just a being. It's we are connected with the life force, which is electrical, electromagnetic. And out there, if you have a radio, you receive messages, you know, it gets through all this radiation, all this. We have no control of what is out there inside because we don't know. We don't know how to send, how to program, how to be in control of our brain. So I start. Start first with the life force. In just 5 minutes, I can make people go into the autonomic nervous system, which was a system thought of inaccessible. And now it's accessible for everybody. That related to the hormonal system and immune system suddenly makes us far more able to control stress in any way, like biological stress, like bacteria, virus, but also emotion. Emotion is stress. Stress coming to you. Cold is emotion. Heat is emotion. When you are hungry is emotion. When people cause you feelings to become negative, it's all emotion. Only we don't know how to re-regulate this. So I've been showing this in the latest study, how to do it. How to tap into the deepest part, which is in control of any impact on our body going to our mind. Which is, in the end, all emotion. We are no robot. We are emotional beings. And this emotion that it needs, this is a mantra, not of me, of the professors who've been studying the latest study in the brain scans they saw. We found the compelling evidence, compelling, like even in science, it is considered to be dramatic. What is this? The compelling evidence of the key components of the autonomous processes of the brain related to mood regulation, emotion. We are able to become happy only if we choose so. But we have to connect with these deeper parts of the brain, body connection. And then everybody is able to become, happy. So that's where I am, and I want to invite everybody, give a sense that it is factual and that I'm searching for collaboration, because the whole industry and the old establishment is not into natural personal awareness and to raise and awaken that. They want us to take pills, to be dependent, and to pay the price and keep on going with the side effects. They will come up with new pills and the whole cycle of money without a soul, like parasites. And I say, I don't like parasites. You know what I do when I see a mosquito? You're beautiful. It's amazing. They got these little tiny... it's amazing. You cannot make a little and there it goes flying a mosquito. We still have not the technology the way nature has it. Let's get back to nature and be able. But still, when there is a mosquito, it's beautiful. But sorry, your karma is somewhere else. You see? So I'm there to show step by step and invite the right people to embark in a new journey to the unlimited power of our born-in mind. That's where I am. That's why I'm here. So I got so many stories, man, that because it was not in the books, I had to go out in nature. And by trial and error, I found the way to tap in to the deepest and to show things in science thought impossible, and then translate it through science into accessible, effective ways where everybody is able to and to understand and to make a choice for themselves. Because there's no religion, there's no dogma, it's just divine.
Is there something off the study you can share where you can say, hey,
oh, yes,
do this for 5 minutes and you will feel a change?
Yes, of course. Yeah, five minutes. Of course, I can do that. Yes, it's very easy. Very easy and simple. A couple of things. And that is also the challenge for me, because in scientific environment, I know how to do it and to produce it. And then a couple of days ago, I did it with 500 people in Iceland, and people just become flabbergasted. They become flabbergasted and deeply moved. And say, that's only the beginning. It's like I show you, you have a beautiful house, but you thought it was somebody else's. And it's over there, and there's a beautiful garden, but it's a bit neglected, but look how beautiful it is, your mind. They become flabbergasted. They enter into this gate and begin to explore all these flowers, big trees, and ancient workings of it all, and together with this human thing there standing, a palace where you feel so great. That is the new exploration, and everybody has it. And for that, there is space enough for all the people and 10 times more. Only the space herein we have to take on. From narrowed consciousness to expanding the consciousness is not only a necessity, it's time. It's beautiful. It's there. Let's embark on this journey and go by sense. And for that, I go into through the science. Once again, science showing this is not funded easy. But I already did it with millions of data showing the right direction. And then, you know, we have to clean up the past or change the paradigm. But it's coming.
Can we do something together right now? Can you show something that we can share, where you can say, this is what we could also like publicly share for someone
sitting at a desk? Easy does it. Of course I can do that. I want to do that with the public, with the audience, to bring it there. First thing I already did, I stirred up your curiosity. That's a great beginning. How long does it take to have three balls when you cannot juggle, to create motorical, nothing wrong with your hands, nothing wrong with your brain, but they are not connected? How long does it take to connect the brain with the hands, midbrain, that is, motorical part, with the hands, and then being able to juggle? As fast as that, this exercise will be to be in control over the deepest part of your own brain. And with that, makes you able to go into any other part of your brain. And that goes through curiosity. You got it already. Make use of it. Become happy, strong, and healthy. Dave Asprey asked me in his podcast, Wim, I never asked this, but what is enlightenment? I said, and please put it in one sentence. You know, Bibles and Qurans are written on that shit. This is what I say. Sometimes I get clashy with the religions, but fuck religion, because we want to be divine. And the mother in Baghdad is the same as in New York. The shell doesn't matter. We are divine beings, and we have to learn to control our own mind to become happy and living from the heart without fear. I told him, okay, in one sentence, okay, you want it in one sentence? Okay, just be happy, strong, and healthy, and the rest is bullshit. There you are. So, if you think this is bullshit, then try me on. Yeah, I got a couple of, you can go freely on my website. I got the techniques, the basic techniques, and the new course is the power of the mind. Making you both not only in control of your mind, but also directly make you able to do 100 push-ups in a minute, or do scissor kicks 1,000, and go past your pain, or sit for half hour with your hands in ice water, and more of those things. directly related to, say, performance. But in the end, it is to show that you, the power of your mind, once you learn to exclude the world, hey, there is nothing happening, you are busy with yourself. You can think about that, but do you like to think about that, or do you want to get in a connection with yourself? So, okay, just be there. Be where you are. Then the life force is there. Your biochemistry is able to change. You take 30 deep breaths. And and we all prove this in science. Huh? Your body becomes alkaline in the deep tissue. Thought of inaccessible. Now we found a way to go past the lymphatic knots. Open it up. Change the biochemistry. For performance, you need an alkaline muscular environment, biochemically, to perform. It's logical. When it becomes sore, you cannot perform. You are able in the deep tissue to change that. For that, we do 30 breaths. No anxiety. Just keep on breathing. Just keep on breathing. And keep on going. You own your own mind. So you exclude the world and make your intention. What is your intention? What do you want? Ask yourself. And once you ask that for real, for yourself, not an imaginary thing, but something that relates to your happiness, to your strength, to your health. What really makes you happy, strong, and healthy? What is it? Because your subconscious is waiting for you to tap in. And this is the way. So doing this, you can do it, you explore it in your own way. You want to become in control of 100% of your brain. You are able at will to access, to learn to access. Like the juggling thing, it takes maybe a little bit of exercising, but not 20 years, maybe a couple of days, maybe an hour. When the house is on fire, as we said in the beginning, you run fast, you don't think. Really fast, man, oh man. And that is the way not to learn, to not inhibit or to go by the past patterns, conditioned patterns of the mind. Always the same route, same route. This is what I want. No, that is a retorted vision of you, of who you really are. So you get around it very fast. Once you get the intention going, your biochemistry is right. You're able, just relax. Do some physical feats. I got this in this stupid new Power of the Mind course. And of course, I'm going to sell this all over the world. My son depicted it. But this is the way to get into the subconscious. Thought of inaccessible, into the autonomic nervous system, into the deepest of the brain. Sorry that it is so simple.
I like simple, that's good.
It is simple, it's effective, and we are together. And there comes the responsibility, because it is not a circus act of telepathy and telekinesis, which is not so interesting. I can explain the sixth sense. You got five senses, outward senses, extra, and intero is three senses, actually four. Fun is the best, is number nine, I always say. But number six is the sixth sense. I see dead people, you know, the film, and I see alive people. And the ability to receive anything with your brain, like antenna, like a radio, that what you really need. And that what you really need is what makes you being able in the course of life not to have accidents, but to go straight to your goal. That is mathematical precision, far more than Einstein did or anything. You got it. Everybody has got it. It's called confidence. Have confidence that you reach your goal. It's neurological, huh? You can look inside the brain, you see these areas of the brain at work, and there is no stress. And there's accuracy with great mathematical precision to be able to predict subconsciously what is going to happen in 2 days, 2 hours, 2 minutes, 2 milliseconds. It's all there. So no worries. Number seven, proprioception, is the ability to know where you are, who you are, the position in this world, in the universe, in balance, physically and spiritually, who you are, what you are, and what you gotta do. It's also related shortcut to the immune system. And the immune system now we have shown in scientific-based comparative studies to be able to be in control by our will and breathing. It's all there. It's a shortcut. And all the three layers, we have shown the outward immune system, it's the skin, the saliva, and all that. And then you got the innate immune system and you got the specific immune system. What normally takes 5 to 7 days to, like a flu, we can evoke that within a quarter of an hour. So this, for example, has great consequences for people with HIV or AIDS. You are able to learn to tackle the fast mutating HIV virus, yes, when it is in 5 to 7 days, when the specific immune system knows what to do with the invader, apoptosis, cell death, now you can cause that to go into a quarter of an hour, and suddenly the fast mutating HIV virus is slow, and you get rid of it. You get an answer at will. That is number seven, neurological network number seven. Number eight is interoception. Interoception, interoceptive focus, thought of impossible, I just showed. Stress comes to the body, I'm able at will to just by the use of my mind, thought, to deal with that. And stress comes in any way. And to turn stress from being oxidative into hormetic stress. And hormetic stress makes the body alert and go into the full potential of itself, connected to the mind. And it's a big part of our brain. So all those things together make 100% of your brain being able to be accessed at will. So they thought it was not possible top-down, and top-down, you know, the psychology over the physiology, and now it's there. And it's only at the beginning. We are pioneering, guys, but hey, fuck fear. That's what I say, and just go straight like an arrow to make people happy, strong, and healthy, and go within the control of their beautiful minds for 100%. It's there. And I will stir up the audience and get to their senses and embark in this journey. Because it's very, very exciting. The journey into the soul. And for those who think that it is very heavy and very, oh, that is difficult. I say number nine, neurological network, is fun. So all to exercise that neurological network when you are in an elevator, fart, and learn to blame somebody else. Yeah, it's a big laugh, man. It's nice. It goes up, you know. It levitates.
Awesome. Wow. Wim, I'm looking forward to the talk. Thank you for having a coffee with us and chatting here.
That was good coffee, man.
That was very good.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers on that.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me here. And we got, yes, exciting journeys ahead.
And thank you for sharing this. What I really like is that most of the tools are free. They are there within us. They're free of charge. That's what I really love. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Good.
Perfect.
Great. Thank you. Right on.
Nicht ausschalten, denn wie ihr ja gerade gemerkt habt, wir sind hier direkt vor dem Vortrag mit Wim Hof zusammengekommen und wir hatten ihn gefragt, ob er noch eine Atemübung zeigen kann. Und das haben wir in dem Vortrag selbst gemacht. Also hier auf der EO Unlimited hat er ja gerade gesprochen vor 300 Leuten. Und das haben wir mit aufgenommen. Das heißt, ihr könnt jetzt dranbleiben und mal so eine Atemübung selber machen. Das Feedback von sehr vielen im Raum war krass, es hat sich wirklich was bewegt. Ich würde mal sagen, macht es nicht mit geschlossenen Augen im Auto, das ist keine gute Idee. Und vielleicht werdet ihr auch schräg angeguckt, denn die Wim Hof Methode ist speziell, sehr intensiv, aber auch überhaupt nicht kompliziert, das ist das Großartige. Also bleibt dran, hört euch das mal an und das ist jetzt hier der O-Ton direkt live aus dem Vortrag.
I want you all, just one round, pay your attention, and everybody will be able to do 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds, or 100. It's a nice number, 100. 100, without breathing, and without air in the lungs. To show you that you are the alchemist within. And to make profound changes in the deepest of your brain, but also in your bone marrow, in your DNA. And it's all so simple. And from there, you enable the body's nervous system connected to your will to control any part of your body. And that cannot be. He is a good salesman. He is selling shit, man. Right on. Okay. But is it real? Fuck yeah, it's real. Okay, so, you know when I say fuck and this and freezing and how cold is it, Wim? This cold. You know, things, that's French. Okay? That's not my decent English. Let's go. You're ready, huh?
Yep.
Okay, nice. It's good. Relax, because a relaxed body is able to store up oxygen in the deep tissue, is what we are going to do. This makes you also able, if you do this a couple of rounds, you go deeper and longer in retention, that means breath hold, then suddenly all kinds of deep things are happening. And a bacteria has no chance. So whenever you get flu or flu-like symptoms or fever or something that doesn't feel good, then who do you gonna call? Hey, and that's you. You are the Ghostbuster to make it go away, to make the inflammation go away. You're able to do that with this. Remember. And for another ride on the sex mobile, eh? And where you have a hangover, you do this. Okay? Done. Deal. Okay, there we go. Relax. You breathe in with your belly, chest. You can even bring in oxygen, air, into your head. We showed that. It's another study. Compared Diamox, high altitude sickness, on the highest of the performance, you could not go up. They did this breathing and suddenly they were able to beat Diamox, strong medicine in the mountains. Comparative study done by bringing up air in the head, because that's the first sign of a high altitude sickness. It's headache, it's lack of oxygen. Bring it in and squeeze the motherfucker out. Okay, here it comes. Fully in. Let it go. It's one thing in your mind. Fully in. Let it go. Yes, fully in. Let it go. No force on the exhale, only on the inhale. Fully in. It's a workout, guys. 25 more. I'm going to time you. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. In this way, we have been defeating scientific ignorance showing that everybody is able to tap in to the deepest of systems to be disease, both mental and physical, just by deep breathing. Fully in and let go. And once more, come on. Fully in. It's one thing in your mind. You give the best, you get the best. You give it all, you get it all. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. 17 more. Fully in. Go. You become lightheaded, loose in the body. Keep on going. That's all okay. Carbon dioxide is going out. Your body becomes alkaline in the tissue. You are the alchemist. By just breathing so deep, yes, you are. Fully in. Letting go. Priming the body. That's what we do. 11 more. Fully in. Go. No thinking. Doing. Psychically being. Fully in. Go. I promise you, you will feel a lot better tonight with a lot more energy. So that's good for the party already. And then tomorrow you do it again in the morning when your hangover is there to make the hangover have a hangover. It's all there. So simple. Okay. 6 more. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. One mind. One body. All connected. 3 more. Fully in. Here it comes. Light in your head. Loose in the body. Tingling. It's all okay. Breathe into it. Intensify whatever you feel. Make it stronger. Fully in. Letting go. Okay, last 2. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Here comes the last one. Fully in. Let it go. No force. Stop after the exhalation. Relax. Witness. Buzz in your brain. It's the vascular system. It's the electricity system. The cold nervous system. It's all at work. We made it work. We primed it. Now it is within our control. There's no need for breathing because we are alkaline. Only when we become acidic, we get a breathing reflex. So what is happening right now? It's going into the brainstem. The survival, the staying alive. It's suddenly being activated because you are not breathing, but you are in control. And the biochemistry is right. This is something that the whole brain doesn't know, but then causes the adrenal axis to be activated and to make your body reset. They did not know. And now it's there. 113, 115, and still everybody is in. Guys, good motherfuckers here. Sorry. 2, 1, fully in. Halt and squeeze it to your head. Feels good. Bringing in oxygen inside of the head. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let it go. Everybody was able to do this. My oldest participant in America, 97 years old, is doing it every day. They call me the German. I'm the crazy Dutchman, man. Must be my accent in English. And she told me, I love it, I love it. I will tell my sister, 95. They're on, man. Because the principle goes, until you die, you should be happy, strong, and healthy, and fucking strong about it all that is happening. There we are. There we met. I thank you. There's a lot more to come, but embark with me on this journey to the soul, because it's time to stand up and to make it beyond speculation happen. Happening for yourself and your beloveds. So good luck and all the strength. Thank you. Thank you.